If you're feeling frustrated at this point, normal. If you're feeling depressed at this point because of everything happening around you, normal. If you're feeling anxious, worried about what the future would be and how things would pan out for you in the future, normal. If you're feeling disappointed with the nature of things happening all around you, in the country, in the world, normal. If you're feeling completely lost and lonely to yourself, despite being in the middle of people at home, normal. If you're feeling a little nudged by people in your physical space, your home, or wherever you live, right? Emotionally, when you don't find that space, normal. देखो दोस्तों, ये सब जो emotions हमारे मन में आती है ना, ये normal है. ये सब हम सबको होता है. It's just a part of life that we go through all of this. And currently, because of the pandemic and the situation that we are going through, ये normal है. अपने आप guilty मत feel कीजिए अपने आप को. Don't kill yourself by guilt and add to the negativity. पहले इतनी negativity है, और उसमें negativity add कीजिएगा. कैसे चलेगा जी? तो इसीलिए मैं आप सबको ये बात बताना चाह रहा हूँ. ये normal है. To go through these emotions is absolutely normal. I know some of you have lost your dear ones. I lost so many of my close friends to COVID. And COVID this time is so strong. The second wave is taking young people. 24-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 26-year-olds are losing their lives to COVID. Guys, it's painful. And it's normal to feel that pain. Hum sab मशीन नहीं है. हम सब कोई रोबो नहीं है. हम सब स्मार्टफोन में डली हुई कोई सिलिकॉन की चिप नहीं है. मुझे अच्छी तरह से याद है, मैं आई थिंक मैं अमेरिका में था. आई वाज इन अमेरिका एंड आई वाज सिटिंग इन अ पार्क विद माय फ्रेंड एट अ डिस्टेंस ऑन अ बेंच एंड आई सॉ जस्ट अक्रॉस द ऑन द अदर साइड देयर वाज अ मैसिव स्टैचू एज लाइक अ स्टैचू मूर्ति ऑफ अ गाय. And he didn't have a shirt on, like a shorts. The statue had just like shorts. And it's like ripped with 8-pack abs and like muscles and like really ripped guy. The statue. And right next to the statue was a bench. And on the bench was another guy sitting, a real human being, with his shirt off as well. Summer season in America, it was hot. And he was wearing a shorts. He was ripped with 8-pack abs and muscles, muscular guy. He was watching both from a distance. And the guy there, the statue was the way he was. Or way it was. It was. And the gentleman who was sitting there, aapko bataun, despondent. Depressed his way. Holding his hand, holding his face in his hands. Very, very depressed. Felt like really affected. I felt I would like to go and talk to him, but I didn't know, American man. You know, I don't want to kind of just go and interfere and, you know, get into his private space. But I felt like I wanted to help him. And then I had a thought in my mind. Here's the statue, here's the guy. Both guys don't have a shirt on. Both guys have a short on. Both guys are ripped. One doesn't feel anything. The other feels. Maybe he had a heartbreak. Maybe he had someone whom he loved who left this world. Maybe he lost a job. Maybe he was insulted by somebody. Dosto, insaan hai hum. Aur insaan hai to लगेगा. मैं हमेशा कहता हूं, जिंदगी है ना जनाब, जिंदगी है ना जनाब, तकलीफ तो होगी, वरना मरने के बाद तो जलने का भी एहसास नहीं होता है. सो प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड, ये बात समझिए ना कि हम लोग सब इंसान है, मशीन नहीं है. दुख होना, डिप्रेशन होना, अकेलापन लगना, किसी के अपमान से चोट पहुंचना, दोस्तों नॉर्मल है, बिल्कुल नॉर्मल है. एंड आई फील दैट हीलिंग डजंट बिगिन आफ्टर द पेन इज ओवर. हीलिंग बिगिन्स व्हेन वी गो थ्रू द पेन. एक्सपीरियंसिंग दैट रियल पेन इज अ पार्ट ऑफ द हीलिंग प्रोसेस एज वेल. उस पेन को, पेन से गुजरना और उस पेन को अलाउ करना आने में, उस That is a part of healing as well. You know, like some of you guys, if you work out, you would know. Right? When you're working out, whichever muscle you're working, whichever part of the body you're working, you have to know one thing. That your muscles are being torn. The finer tissues of your muscles are being torn. And they cause pain. And when they cause pain, that pain, when those tissues repair themselves when you rest, is when muscles are developed. That pain is a part of healing. That pain is a part of growth. So do not resist that pain. Us pain ko resist mat kijiye. Right. Let that pain come out. I read something very interesting this morning. I was like really amazed to read this. I can't remember who said it. I can't remember where I read it. But this post was really, really interesting, guys. It said, tears gliding down your eyes, tears coming down your eyes are the physical manifestation of an emotional pain. Hai na? Andar kuch emotional pain hoti hai, lekin aata hai aankhon se physically. Literally physical tears coming down, but then it's simply a manifestation of the emotional pain we are going through. You know what? Imagine if we do not allow the physical manifestation to happen. अगर अपनी भावनाओं को बाहर आने नहीं दे, अगर हम अपनी भावनाओं से नहीं गुजरे, तो जो अंदर पकड़ के रखा है, अंदर पाइल अप करके रखा है, कितना टॉक्सिक होगा सोचिए ना दोस्तों. How toxic it will be if we cannot release those emotions, if we cannot release the pain. And therefore, releasing our pain, releasing those emotions, releasing what we are going through is healing. Healing is not just some positivity. Healing is not just some motivation. Healing is not just some pushed positive motivational talks. To go through our pain, to release those emotions, whether it's through tears, whether it's through doing what we do, trust me, that is a very, very essential process of healing as well. Aur isiliye na, who was saying that? I don't know who said it recently. They were saying, I think probably even I said it in one of the Insta Live sessions, that our body is made probably of 75% water, isn't it? 75% water. And probably whatever 25% blood. don't ask me technical questions on that, right? And our heart is probably made of like 25% water or 75% blood. Pumps blood to the other parts of the body. Body mein sabse jyada pani hai, khoon kam hai. Lekin jahan bhi body mein chot pahunchti hai, to bahar kya aata hai? Khoon. Aur dil mein khoon jyada hai aur pani kam hai. Lekin dil mein chot pahunchti hai, to aankhon se kya aata hai? Pani. Isn't it a very interesting principle there? But I must tell you something, guys. Do not resist your pain. Please, do not resist your pain. It's normal to go through this emotional turmoil, especially during the current situation and scenario. Normal hai. Aur ek aur baat batao. One more very important crucial aspect is this. That the mind is not going to remain negative all the time. Negative reh reh ke bhi mind thak jata hai. Negative reh reh ke bhi mind pak jata hai. Negative reh reh ke bhi mind pareshan ho jata hai. There's a point of time when your mind is ready for something positive. When it's ready, then positivity will help you. When it's not ready, anything that you push inside is toxic. It is important for us to go through that inner journey, releasing that pain, allowing ourselves to feel those emotions. And when we are ready, trust me, every positive word will help you bounce back. Every positive word will heal you. But that's the second part of healing. The first part of healing is to just go through what you're going through. And therefore, if you've lost a near and dear one, and if you're in pain, please know, it's normal. In those memories that you have in your heart of those individuals, cry if you feel like crying. Be angry if you feel like being angry. Be upset if you feel like being upset. Just go through what your heart is going through, because that is an essential aspect of healing, and your heart and your mind will come out of that phase in time. As you feel, now that I need something to come out of this, that is when videos on social, motivational videos online, or somebody is discussing with somebody around you, will really heal you further as well. Let the healing process go on. It's absolutely normal to feel negativity in this negative situation or in any negative situation. And feeling that negativity, going through those feelings, being very authentic and genuine in how we go through what we go through, is a part of healing. And then that is when we will be able to take the next phase of healing, which is the positive things which can help us bounce back and come out of what we are going through.